أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد همت به وهم بها لولا أن رأى برهان ربه كذلك لنصرف عنه السوء والفحشاء إنه من عبادنا المخلصين. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 24 of Surah Yusuf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues the incident between Yusuf alayhi salam and the wife of the Aziz, that is Zulaykha. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ. Most certainly, she intended, she sought Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. She had her intention, and her intention was to seduce Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. Wa hamma biha, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam had his own intention. His intention was not the same as hers. And it is clear from this ayat that even in English we would have said each one intended the other. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala used the word ham, the word intention, to seek or to sought someone. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala separated both the intentions to show that the intention was different. What was the intention of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam? It was to ward her away, to keep her at bay, and not to fall into this trap. She pursued Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam's pursuance of her was not there. If perchance we translate it as she sought, she intended Yusuf alayhi salam, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam intended her, then also there is no issue and there is no problem with the translation. It is natural. A person is fasting and somebody offers a fasting person ice cold water. It is extremely hot. Now if the heart inclines towards that, but the person does not drink it, the person has no intention whatsoever of breaking the fast at all, but just that little inclination, nobody will regard that as a sin. Nobody will regard it as the fast is broken. Here is a Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but yet insan. So if there was that much of an inkling in the heart of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, then also it is not contrary to nubuwat. It is not contrary to even taqwa of an individual. So hence here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam's azam, his resolution, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, even though they could have been an inkling in the heart of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, he would not pursue and he would not go further with it. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, لَوْلَا أَضَّعَى بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. Had he not seen the burhan. Burhan actually means the authority, the sign of his Rabb, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now with regards to this, the Quran Sharif does not speak about what the burhan, what the sign of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was, but in various narrations we find that one, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala miraculously showed Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam the face of his father, Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, in a way that Yaqub alayhi salam's one finger was in his mouth. And hence, this then strengthened Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam even more. Then there is another narration that at that time miraculously Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed the face of the Aziz of Misr, the husband of Zulaikha and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam got even strengthened more in his determination and resolution to turn away from all of this. The third narration we find that when a person is in difficulty, a person is in a state that one needs to come out from, then one generally looks up towards the ceiling. And when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did this, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed him the ayah, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَ وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا of the Quran Sharif. And Yusuf alayhi salam obviously understood this message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One narration indicates that when he looked at the corner of the room, there was an idol that Zulaikha used to worship, and she had it covered. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam asked her the reason for covering it, and she replied that I cannot indulge and pursue my passion whilst this idol is openly looking at me. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam found that moment opportune to give her dawah towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has a greater right that we fear Allah Rabbul Izzat. Where can this idol even see? Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَى. In that manner, we turned away from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam as-su, evil, wal-fahsha, indecency, lewdness. Now here again, and actually every word of the Quran Sharif has a different message, but the sum total of the message here is, Allah is saying that we turned away the sin, the evil, and the immodesty, the lewdness from Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala didn't say we turned Yusuf alayhi salam from the evil and the immodesty. Why Allah ta'ala did not say that? Because there was no evil and there was no immodesty in this Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So there was no need to remove something that was not there. But yes, the situation was such of evil, of lewdness, of immodesty, and we changed and we turned that situation away from Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam. Innahu min ibadina al-mukhlasin. Certainly he is from our chosen ibad, our chosen slaves and servants, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen him for nubuwat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen him for governance, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen him to set this example for the whole of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.